This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are here today. Very happy to have back on the show my buddy Cam Edwards at BearingArms.com. This is the best guy I can think of to talk about the Second Amendment with. Cam, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Rich. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there, still in the People's Republic of New Jersey under house arrest, but doing my best, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Listen, we've got less than 2 weeks before our new gun control law is going to affect here in Virginia, so you and I will have a lot more in common come July 1st than we do right now.
Old Governor Northam there has managed to take one of the freest states when it comes to the Second Amendment and absolutely turn it into a disaster. I mean, that guy is he's really the worst.
If he's not the worst, he's in the top five. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, we are already seeing some lawsuits filed over some of these new gun laws. We just had a state lawsuit filed Monday of this week taking on the one gun per month restriction, which goes into effect July 1st. And I think we'll see some additional lawsuits filed going forward. Who knows if the Supreme Court will ever take these cases, but we've at least started the ball rolling.
Well, you know, obviously the court's decision on the Title VII case was the one that got all the attention, but it was cases that the Supreme Court did not grant cert to that really, for Second Amendment supporters like us, really causes you to be upset. Can you give us an overview on some of the cases that that really could have made a difference here for the Second Amendment that the court just turned a blind eye to?
Absolutely. Yeah, there were about 10 cases that the court had been considering for months. Everything from challenges to New Jersey's concealed carry laws and the justifiable need that you have to show before you can get a concealed carry permit, the carry laws in Massachusetts and Maryland, quote-unquote assault weapons bans out of Maryland and Cook County, Illinois. There was a challenge to California's micro-stamping law, which is this crazy law, Rich, that requires gun manufacturers to have in two places on every semi-automatic handgun this unique identifying code that gets stamped on every round of ammunition that's fired. Nobody can figure out how to do it, but the state of California and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says, well, even if you can't figure out how to do it, this is the law. And so as a result, there have been no new models of handguns that have been made available for sale in California for almost a decade now. So there were some really big cases that the Supreme Court could have taken. There were cases where there were splits in lower courts, and instead the Supreme Court just said no to all of them.
I'm really surprised by that because it only takes four justices to hear a case, and you would think that with Gorsuch, Alito, Thomas, and then Kavanaugh, that, I mean, those are your four right there. So why could they not get four to grant cert?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question because you're right, and all four of the justices that you just named have been on the record as saying the court needs to take another Second Amendment case. So why didn't that block vote to take one or more of these cases? I think we don't really know for sure. But I think the most reasonable explanation is those four justices are concerned that Chief Justice John Roberts wouldn't go along with them. And that instead of, you know, striking down some of these gun control laws, you might see a Supreme Court decision that would uphold some of these gun control laws. I think gun control advocates on the court, they're also unsure of where Justice Roberts is, because otherwise they would have voted to take some of these cases knowing that they could, you know, strike a blow for gun control. So Roberts is a big question mark. I think he's keeping his position very close to the vest. And nobody really knows, you know, where he would come down on some of these issues. And so as a result, both sides of the court, the four justices that are in favor of expanding the Second Amendment, or at least recognizing the Second Amendment for what it is, and those four justices that want to restrict our right to keep and bear arms, they're both eyeing Justice Roberts pretty warily right now, and I think that's why we didn't see a case taken.
That is an amazing analysis, Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com, and I agree with you 100%. It's just, you know, when you hear it spelled out like that, you go, "Oh my God, we are in so much trouble with this guy, John Roberts, because he's a Bush appointee. He was supposed to be a conservative leaning judge, and he's on the court, and he's been terrible on so many different things from Obamacare on down." And now you have conservative justices who are afraid that actually John Roberts would weaken Second Amendment protections, not even just a matter of extend them, but weaken the Second Amendment. That's a frightening prospect.
It is. And, you know, again, I mean, he's the big cipher, right? Everybody has decided that Roberts wants to now be that pivot vote, that swing vote that Justice Kennedy used to be on the court. And even though Justice Roberts, you know, listen, he sided with the majority in the Heller decision and the McDonald decision, striking down D.C. and Chicago's handgun bans. He's been good on this issue in the past. I think, again, right now the concern is that, well, okay, now he wants to try to maybe moderate the court. And, you know, again, we don't know for sure that that's the case, but I think it's the most likely explanation. And as a result, you know, the Second Amendment and a number of other issues, I think, are now in a holding pattern at the Supreme Court.
The concealed carry one in New Jersey is amazing. You know, my buddy who does ATMs, and he had a very similar case than the one that was going to go to the Supreme Court. Same thing for him. You know, he's got a license to carry in Pennsylvania, but when it comes to New Jersey, he can't get a concealed carry permit. And it's a dangerous job, you know, taking money out of those ATM machines and loading them up and that sort of thing. But in New Jersey, I mean, you basically have to wait until you're shot to prove that you have a need to be able to have a concealed carry weapon. The burden is so high on people. I was really hoping the court would take that one up.
I was too, honestly, because this is one of those issues where there is a split in the circuit courts. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has said that those types of, you know, justifiable need restrictions are unconstitutional. And it makes sense. I mean, listen, we've got the right to keep. We've got the right to bear arms. Well, if the average resident of New Jersey can't exercise that right, well, that right's not being regulated. That right's being infringed on.
Yeah.
And to me, it's pretty clear. But unfortunately, you know, these handful of states, including New Jersey, that still have these restrictive policies in place, they're going to get to keep them for a while longer.
Cam Edwards, we talked a lot, you and I, about these red flag laws, which are they're awful. And they're so really just a recipe for disaster. You have a great piece on BearingArms.com that Every Town USA, which is that anti-gun group, they're pushing police reform. But the red flag laws that they advocate are part of the problem. Talk about that for us, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You know, this is interesting, Rich, because the left for so long has been so supportive of gun control. And now all of a sudden, you know, the big push is for police reform. Well, in order to enforce your gun control laws, you need police, right? So I think the gun control groups are in kind of a pickle right now. And when it comes to the red flag laws that they're pushing, these are the laws that allow police to seize firearms from somebody after a judge issues an order saying, well, there's a 51% chance that they're a danger to themselves or others. Most of these red flag laws, including the one that's going into effect in New Jersey, in Virginia here in a couple of weeks, there's no mental health component whatsoever to these bills. So the police will go to a judge and say, hey, we think that you know, Rich needs to have his guns taken away. The judge, without ever even looking at Rich or talking to Rich, will decide whether or not Rich is a danger to himself or others, and then the police will go and they'll take Rich's guns away. There's no room in there for a mental health evaluation. There's no room in there to de-escalate the situation. In fact, the words mental health do not appear at all in Virginia's red flag law. This is a gun control bill that's masquerading as a mental health problem. And frankly, you know, gun control advocates need to be called out on this, because right now they're trying to proclaim that they're part of the solution. They're not. They're part of the problem.
Yeah, well said, Cam Edwards. And last thing is, we've seen a lot with the looting and rioting that took place over the last couple of weeks. How many Black Americans were proudly showing their Second Amendment rights off to protect their businesses and their homes? They didn't get a lot of national media attention, but you certainly highlighted it, as you always have, about the importance of why guns are there to protect people.
Well, absolutely. Listen, you know, self-defense is a human right. That's what I always say. This is the right of all Americans. It's not a right of the right. It's not a right of the whites. This is a right of all law-abiding Americans to keep and bear arms. And we have seen over the past few months, you know, record numbers of gun sales. The National Shooting Sports Foundation estimates there are 2 million Americans who are new gun owners since the first of the year. I think that that's only going to continue to grow. And, you know, I am glad and grateful to see so many Americans embrace their right to keep and bear arms for self-defense, for protecting their family and their communities and their neighborhoods. I just want to make sure that we're doing it safely and responsibly.
Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com. Thanks, my friend. Keep up the great work and keep up the fight.
Thanks as always, Rich. Good talking to you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.